Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
It is Hispanic Heritage Month, which FYI first began under President Lyndon Johnson. And if you need some books for the upcoming month, well, Tracy Thomas is bringing them as always. She's hosted the podcast, The Stacks. Tracy, welcome back.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Let's just launch in to the first of the favorites on your list, the book Creep, Accusations and Confessions by Miriam Gurba. It is an essay collection, I gather, about some very serious topics.
Yes, I absolutely loved this book. Miriam Gurba is an author. Her first book was a memoir about a sexual assault that she survived at the hands of a person who was a serial assaulter and also a serial killer. And she wrote beautifully about her experiences. And on her book tour, people kept asking her, you know, was it cathartic to write about this? And in her book tour for Mean, her first book, she was thinking about this idea of like catharsis and what does that look like and what does that mean? And out of that thinking grew this book, Creep, which is a lot about gendered violence, the ways that we allow for creeps to be part of society. And so the essays range from, you know, her grandfather to the man who assaulted her. The title essay is the last essay of the book. It's the longest one, and it is phenomenal. And it's just, the book has so much heart. It has a fire behind it. She is truly, you know, the right amount of rageful about these things and so smart. The prose are beautiful. Cannot rave enough about this book.
Is it a challenging read, given the topics, given how you describe it?
I think so, yes, for sure. But the way that she balances it throughout the book, and there's even an essay about this, is about the role of humor and jokes and how they play into not only the victims and the survivors, but also the role of abusers and how they use humor to destabilize situations, to make the people that they're manipulating feel a certain way or to change the power dynamics. So there's a lot of humor throughout the book, both from Miriam directly, but also this sort of dissection of how humor plays into this and how we allow these things to creep into our general consciousness and into our communities.
Yeah. And the title, of course, is Creep. Another nonfiction book is Liliana's Invincible Summer, A Sister's Search for Justice. The author is Christina Rivera Garza.
Yeah. So this book is actually in conversation, I would say, with Creep. Her sister was murdered by her ex-boyfriend, and the author sort of goes back to Mexico to find the documents. And in trying to find the documents, she realizes that they don't exist anymore. And so she decides that she's going to write her sister's story to make sure that her sister's story always exists. It's beautifully written. It was just longlisted for the National Book Award last week. And what's interesting about the book is sort of the form of it. She uses letters from her sister Liliana. She uses letters that not only Liliana wrote, but also letters that Liliana received. She uses some of her notes. She uses interviews with her own family, with Liliana's friends, and she sort of weaves this all together. So you get Cristina Rivera Garza's opinions and her thoughts, but you also get to hear directly from Liliana and about the man who would eventually murder her and about the other boyfriend she had. And you get this really beautiful picture of her sister, and it's just a really beautiful tribute.
Yeah. And a memoir on your list, Tracy, is An Immigration Story. The book is River Mouth, A Chronicle of Language, Faith, and Migration. I guess the title is the starting point, yeah? A Chronicle of Language, Faith, and Migration?
Yes. So I have to be honest with you. I'm currently reading this book. I'm 75% in. So far, it is amazing. I don't know if it sticks the landing, but I feel like it's going to because this book is really good. Alejandra Olivia is writing about translation and helping. She's a Mexican-American. She's helping people who are crossing the border fill out this form that you have to fill out to seek asylum in America. And she's translating their stories to put on this form. And she's thinking a lot as she's doing this about how language works, how migration works, how these stories come to be. So not only is she translating their stories, but she's also translating their experiences for us, the reader. And it's this really beautiful conversation about what immigration and what migration looks like, but also how we come to understand it, whose stories we get to hear and how.
Yeah, I love it. Translation. To fiction now, and to Elizabeth Acevedo's book, Family Lore. Acevedo is known for her young adult fiction, but this one, I gather, is different.
Yes, this is her first novel for adults. So Elizabeth Acevedo has won the National Book Award. People might know her from her young people's book in verse called Poet X. And this is a adult novel in prose. And it's about a Dominican American family told through the voices of the women as they prepare and engage in this living wake. So one of the family members decides she wants to have a living wake, a party that will bring everyone together to talk about her life so that she can actually, you know, be a part of this event. And then her sisters and her cousins and the next generations, they all get to kind of tell their stories and share their secrets.
Oh, wow. And poetry. You have a poetry selection that came out this year that you want to share and suggest?
Yes, it's called Promises of Gold by Jose Olivares, also longlisted for the National Book Award. And Jose, he calls this book a love letter to the homies, which I love. He's from Chicago, Mexican-American. One of the features of this book that I think is really cool is that when you hold the book one way, all the poems are in English. And if you flip it over and open it from the other side, they're all in Spanish.
Oh,
so this book is totally
goodness.
Translated. Yeah, it's really cool. And the poems are really fun and joyful. And I think we've talked about this before on this show, Scott. I sometimes struggle with poetry. I feel really intimidated by poetry and not these poems. They're so accessible. They're so funny. And he doesn't sacrifice language or his intelligence to be accessible. He just is writing poems about his life. There's a poem about Cheetos. There's a poem about a taxi cab and his, and it's like the beginning of his relationship with his wife. There's poems to his friends. There's poems to his family. It's just such a loving collection with so much joy, so much heart, so smart. I just, and I never gush about poems like this, but I loved Promises of Gold. Yeah, this one is a good one.
That was a good gush. Tracy, finally, you know, we talk on our show every once in a while about cookbooks, but not often with you. So I really want to hear your take on the cookbook Asada. I'm told you may be obsessed with it.
I am obsessed with it. I will say that while I rarely talk about cookbooks with you or on my own podcast, The Stacks, I do love to cook and I love a cookbook. So I'm always looking for a cookbook that I can, you know, love and cook from a lot. And Asada by Britzia Lopez and Javier Cabral is so good. It is that book. It's all dedicated to the art of Mexican grilling. She has filled the book with, you know, every single thing you need. There's the pickled onions. There's the meat, of course, recipes. She has recipes for tortillas. She has recipes for rice, for beans, for queso fundido, everything. I actually hosted two different barbecues at my house to cook from this cookbook. So I've cooked almost, I would say, like a third of the cookbook, a third of the recipes. And I am not a person who obsesses over chicken, but there is a chicken recipe in this book, chicken thighs, that I had to make twice because I loved them so much. I made them for my kids. The flavors are so good. The recipes are perfectly written. You do not have to change a salt, a pepper. She's given you everything you need. It's also not only written in cups and teaspoons, but also with grams. So if you're a person like me who likes to use your kitchen scale, you can do either way. It's just, the food is so good. And then the writing in the book is beautiful. She talks about what an asada means because it's not just, you know, a kind of meat. It's also a backyard barbecue. It's a family gathering. And so it's in this spirit of sort of coming together that I really loved, especially knowing that this book came out of restaurants closing and people not being able to gather after COVID. So it's just sort of this joyful, beautiful book. And the pictures are so good. It's just, it's the cookbook of the year for me. That's what I'll say.
We have been talking about great reads for Hispanic Heritage Month with Tracy Thomas, our go-to book expert. She is host and creator of the podcast, The Stacks. All of Tracy's suggestions will land on our page, hereandnow.org. Tracy, thanks as always. Happy reading.
Thank you.